Track 48. 1.
It's a very inspirational story. It really makes you think about how you deal with a situation like that. I mean, there's no way I could ever do what he did. I'd never be brave enough.
I agree, but then again, you never know how you'll react in a situation until you're actually in it, if you see what I mean. Anyway, look, I really must go. I'm going to be late for my class. Let's catch up soon. 2.
Honestly, it's great fun and you get a really good workout too. It's a bit like aerobics, only with better music. And don't worry about not being fit. Nobody is. I'm going along to a class on Wednesday night, if you want to join me.
Oh, thanks. Look, I'd better let you go. I've been keeping you talking for ages, but it sounds really interesting.
3.
And then I said, well, if you hadn't phoned me about it at the last minute, I would have been able to come. I mean, how can I get there in half an hour? It's ridiculous. Don't you think so?
I've got to go. I hope you make it somehow.
4. I hate the city in the summer. Either the weather is disappointing and miserable, or it's humid and too hot to do anything. There are thousands of tourists and everywhere is so busy. I mean, all I want is a bit of space, you know? But every inch of park is taken up with someone having a picnic or playing frisbee.
Yes, well...
No, give me winter in the city any day. I think that's what cities are for, being indoors. If you want to be outdoors, you should be in the countryside or by the sea.
I've just remembered. I'm meeting my cousin this evening. He's arriving any minute from Canada. Sorry, a mustache.